sack of rubies tucked away by bandits. A chest of gold left behind by the dwarves. Chains of twice blessed silver binding the limbs of a long dead demon. Was it greed that brought you here? That brought you here to me? They are just stories, girl. Legends. Of shutters and through chinks in walls. The people huddling inside their huts and hovels hear my stories and spread them. Boredom is a disease that your kind tries to cure with fancies and fairy tales. You humans are the only creatures in the world who can be baited by nothing more than breath and promises. Oh, what's this here at the mouth of this passage? Made with a little silver buckle. You are not some roving treasure hunter, then. They stomp about in heavy boots. And you're not from one of the farms. No one there could afford to waste silver to adorn a shoe. You're one of the young women from the manor house, or perhaps from one of the merchant homes in the big village. But then you'd have no need of gold or jewels. So, what brought you here? Was it my other lie? The fairy tale about the enchanted grotto with a magic pool. A pool whose waters reflect back an image of the person you will marry. Closer and closer to you. the strand would stretch, then tug back. Did you think you could break free with a hard pull? Instead, you pulled your foot right out of your shoe. Did that make you stumble? Step back into another strand? Is that how you lost your second shoe? The floor of my cave would feel cool and sandy beneath your stockinged feet. Very different from the thick rugs of your home. Did you hold the candle high to examine the ground? Unaware of the other strands of web dangling from the ceiling. It's lucky your hand wasn't caught, or we would be facing each other right now. You should have gone back, of course. I'm sure you realize that now. But maybe the candle was snuffed out. And it's so easy to get turned around in the dark. You must have been scared then. Frozen with indecision. Listening for some hint in the right direction. But you're too deep in my cave for the moonlight to reach. And sound echoes in here. Echoes in here in misleading ways. You took your next step. And how far did you get before? Such a pretty dress hanging here. I can see where you brushed my webs with your shoulder. And here, at the hip, did you drop your knees to wiggle out of it? Into. you, girl. You can't have gone far. I've spun my strands thicker the deeper you go. can see your nipples go hard through your underblouse. I see your thighs clench. But be careful not to move too much. The more you move, the more tightly wrapped you'll become. And we wouldn't want that, would we? Yes, hold yourself still. Fight the desire that's taking hold of you. Don't move, my pretty. I'm going to use the tip of one of my legs to cut away those boxy little panties of yours. Into my webs. lips on your cunt, my tongue deep inside you. Against the grip of my webs. If you were free, you would be thrashing and bucking. You pretty, oh my pretty little thing, wrapped tight in all that sticky softness. Staring helplessly into the dark. Is that a web fallen across your mouth? You can't even scream anymore. Like this. We'll play again later. Oh. Oh. My silly, stocking-footed girl. You came here chasing a fairy tale and made it come.